Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Mary, you find out the news on Tuesday morning. CTV is initially reporting that the Canadian border to the United States will remain closed until August 21st. I guess my first question to you is, how surprised are you by this news?
Well, it's always sort of a surprise to know that we're still going to struggle with this. But I think from a public health perspective, we sort of anticipated it here only because of the numbers that are spiking here in the U.S. as well as the continued battle that it's global, also in Canada. I know that in my conversations daily with the governor's office and the lieutenant governor, you know, we talk about the fact that the virus, which continues to surge and portions of the United States, it's only a matter of time before we start to see some of that bleed back into New York State. And we had worked very hard here in New York State to get on top of it and to get past it and to try and maintain some control over the virus. But we know that, as the governor even said, we don't live in a bubble, so we anticipate that it'll have some impact on us. We're just hoping that we can contain that too. So in many respects, I certainly was hoping that this wouldn't happen, but it's not shocking to me. It's certainly something we had expected, that there might be some extension.
One of the things that we'd like to focus on over at WBEN is kind of the sales tax impact because of this closure. I know, you know, Canadian visitors come to Niagara Falls often for tourism, just to see the American side of everything. But Is the Canadian visitation a major part of the sales tax revenues that's generated in Niagara Falls, or would you say it's a blip?
Well, you know, Mike, I think there's two things. First, in terms of the tourist piece, I think that certainly the Canadian tourist is certainly a part of our entire tourist hospitality economy. But I think it goes even deeper than that. The area of Niagara Falls, Ontario, the Greater Niagara Falls, Ontario region, and the Greater Niagara Falls, New York region, it's really like a neighborhood. There are folks on both sides of this river that enjoy the other side just as a matter of course, a restaurant you may like here or there, or a shopping opportunity here or there. So there's this constant transport between the two sides. Again, almost as though it's one big neighborhood, and half of the neighborhood has now been cut off. So in many respects, the sales tax generally is impacted by the fact that that commerce, that traffic and trade between the Niagara Falls, New York, and Niagara Falls, Ontario, and the greater regions has been limited. So, you know, to directly answer the question, yes, it's a part of our sales tax piece from the tourism aspect, but I think it's even it's a larger piece of just our general sales tax from the perspective of just the sale of goods, restaurants, services, and things of that nature, just because it's so easy for us here in the greater Niagara Falls areas. For us, unlike someone in the Midwest, Canada doesn't seem to be a foreign country. It's just another part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and that's an interesting, you know, kind of comparison, because somebody who, say, lives out in Syracuse or even New York City, they would say Canada, oh, it's an international destination, and, you know, people go right to your backyard there in Niagara Falls and say, you know, I'll just cross the bridge, head into Ontario. Yep. Real quick, you know, just it's as if it's a part of their day. I guess, you know, we see this news of the border closure extending for another month now, and it came as, you know, some of a surprise. You know, you were kind of expecting it. But I guess, does this just stress the need now for the federal government to try to expedite this process about giving state and local governments additional funds to try to offset? Because everybody's hurting, but Niagara Falls, New York, is right on the border. You guys are not reliant on it, but it's a major part of the culture there.
No question about it, Mike. You're absolutely right. I know that there are members of Congress, I've actually had a conversation with some Republican members of Congress who also see the obvious need for us to do something, for them to do something, rather, for the state and local governments. So, yes, I think that these kinds of stresses on local governments are the thing that should be the impetus to move that conversation to the forefront in Congress. I'm hoping, I know that my conversations with our local delegation, both in the House and in the Senate, I know that we're stressing it with them repeatedly. I know that they get it. We don't mean to be harping on it, but it's something that is critically important to us.
And my last question for you, Mayor, is just in terms of sales tax, broadly speaking, how much of a deficit now is there of sales tax? Erie County's got, I believe it's 16% decline in sales tax revenues this first quarter and some of the recent months. Is it around the same in Niagara Falls? Can you give us a statistic we can work with?
Yeah, I think that our numbers may be a slight uptick. Our numbers could be somewhere in the low 20% range. In the early part of the pandemic, you know, the March, April piece, we didn't see, because the numbers come in sort of a month later. But when we started to get our main numbers, we saw a dramatic decrease over what we had projected given 2019 numbers. And remember, you know, if 2019 serves as a high watermark, clearly this year is going to have some significant impacts. So right about now, we're sort of looking at between 20 and 25% reduction in our sales tax. And, you know, we're hoping, I've seen some great signs down at the state park and in the tourist sector of the city downtown, there's activity. So we're hoping that July and August gives us some kind of a boost as we sort of walk into fall.
Do you have a dollar figure that's associated with the 20-25%?
I don't.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. All right. Mayor, anything else you'd like to get out?
Just that we welcome our stateside visitors to come up to Niagara Falls and visit with us. All of our attractions are open, and we're hoping for an exciting end of summer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.